is identifying the multitude of wicked people at the end of the world that are going to be in opposition to God as the great controversy comes to a close. This grasshoppers for multitude is mentioned again in this story of Judges, story of Gideon, in Judges 7:12. It says this, "And the Midianites and the Amalekites and the children of the east lay along in the valley like grasshoppers for multitude, and their camels were without number, as the sand by the seaside for multitude." In Revelation 17:15 it says, "And he saith unto me, The waters which thou sawest where the whore sitteth are peoples and multitudes and nations and tongues." Revelation 17:15. Isaiah 40:22 says this, "It is he," speaking of the Lord, "that setteth upon the circle of the earth, and the inhabitants thereof are as grasshoppers. He that stretcheth out the heavens as a curtain and spreadeth them out as a tent to dwell in." Isaiah 40:22. 1 Samuel 13:5 says, "And the Philistines gathered themselves together to fight with Israel, 30,000 chariots and 6,000 horsemen, and people as the sand which is on the seashore in multitude. And they came up and pitched in Michmash, eastward from Bethaven." Joshua 11:4-5, "And they went out, they and all the hosts with them, much people, even as the sand that is upon the seashore in multitude, with horses and chariots very many. And when all these kings were met together, they came and pitched together at the waters of Merom to fight against Israel." So this phrase, grasshoppers, or sands of the seas, is describing the multitude who will oppose God, the heathen, if you will. We're going to see how this multitude is also identified as the heathen in the Word of God in the next passage, that will take their stand against the Lord at the end of the world. They're going to take their stand against the Lord prior to His return as they oppose the Lord's people here on earth. So this is a significant prophetic symbol in end time Bible prophecy, but one that will probably bring more light to this subject for us is a passage found in Joel chapter 2. We'll start with verse 28 and we'll go right on through to chapter 3, verse 17. And you'll be able to tell as we begin this, right, the setting of time that Joel's applying this to. "And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams, your young men shall see visions, and also upon the servants and upon the handmaids in those days will I pour out my spirit." We're talking about the latter rain time period, continuing on. "And I will show wonders in the heaven and in the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and terrible day.